All right, we're back. Episode 13 of the Reporter's Corner. I'm one half here, co-host Jared Rubato from the Bemidji Pioneer. With me is the other half, the co-host Trent Singer from Sioux Falls Live. Trent, how are we doing today?
Doing well. A little cold here, but you know, it is January, so it is to be expected.
Well, however cold it is in Sioux Falls, it's always a little bit colder in Bemidji, so I feel zero sympathy for you. We have a good one. It's a very Sioux Falls-centric episode today, and also a very Northern Minnesota-centric episode today. We brought on Tyler and Hayden Hennen, a dynamic brother duo for the Augustana hockey team. Trent, you get to watch these guys play all the time, and we just had a great chat with them. Let's go through kind of just what we talked about with the Hennen brothers and everything that's going on with Augustana right now.
Yep, our second episode with a couple guys on. Earlier we had Jake Seibel and Aaron Trotter. This week we get a couple brothers in Tyler and Hayden Hennen, it was a really good chat. I mean, they're playing for an Augustana team that's just off to a great start. Second place in the CCHA right now. They're 12-7-1. Coming off a big sweep last weekend at number 8 Colorado College, without their head coach, mind you. He just returned to the team this week, coming back from the World Juniors, where he helped lead Team USA to its second gold medal, second straight gold medal. It was a great chat. We got to talk about a little bit about this season, a little bit about their playing careers. You know, they grew up in Halleck, Minnesota, in a very small town in northwestern Minnesota. And it's interesting to hear a story from two guys who played hockey in Minnesota, in a place where, you know, not a lot of people really get to go watch, you know, high school hockey. It's a very small town. So we talked a little bit about their high school career. Tyler had just an unreal senior season, where he had 123 points his senior season and was a Mr. Hockey finalist. And then obviously Hayden was at that time playing junior hockey in the NAHL with the Anchorage Wolverines. And their paths crossed a little bit because they both went that route, and then ultimately both have ended up here at Augustana, Hayden being a sophomore, Tyler being a freshman. So we talked a little bit about the year one stuff with Hayden and the opportunity to play over the summer in a dev camp with the Calgary Flames. And then with Tyler, we got the chance to just kind of hear about what it's like to be a part of that freshman class and learn from some of the older players on this team. It was a great chat. I think you guys are in for a good one if you're Vikings fans, which I assume many of you are, if you're listening to this show. You're going to really enjoy this one. They're both golfers too. And you guys know how much we love asking golf questions. We got our golf questions in. Jared got to chop it up about
the Birchmont.
And so, yeah, no, it was a great chat. I think you guys will really enjoy this one.
So let's kick it to our interview with Tyler and Hayden Hennen.
Well, welcome into another episode of the Reporter's Corner. Jared and I this week, we got a couple awesome guests on. A reigning CCHA Defenseman of the Week, and Hayden Hennen, and his younger brother Tyler, who is a freshman this year on this year's team. And you know, you guys are what, 2 years apart? Is that right?
Yeah.
2 years, 22 and 20, if your EP pages are correct.
Yeah.
let's just kind of get right into it. I'm curious to know, we'll start with you, Hayden. You guys are 12-7-1 in early January. You guys are obviously coming off a big weekend at CC. A couple of regulation wins against the Tigers, who were at the time ranked number 8th in the country. And hey, Augustana's got to be feeling pretty good right now. You're second in the CCHA standings, tied for 18th in the pairwise. Hayden, what can you just sort of tell us about the general vibes just within that locker room right now and how this team's feeling?
Big weekend, like you said. We're pretty focused right now. I think a big thing over Christmas break is we were making sure everyone was still like skating and stuff, staying focused, because I mean, we started the year, we were a little inconsistent, but towards the second half of the first half of the year, it was a lot more consistent. So I don't know, our confidence is pretty high right now, but we're staying even keel. Big weekend for us.
Yeah, and Tyler, you're part of obviously a pretty impactful freshman class. I mean, it seems like every weekend there's a different freshman that stands out for Augustana. And just talk about what's been special about this season with this class, and not only that for you, but getting a chance to play alongside your brother.
Yeah, no, obviously been a really good start to the season. Us freshmen are all pretty close. We're all within like 4 feet from each other in the dorms. Like, they're right across from me and stuff. So, I mean, it's just been super fun so far with everyone on the team.
Jared's an Augie grad, so he's got to know which dorm you're in.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Are you?
We're in the new dorms, Wagner.
Okay. Oh, nice. I don't know what that is. I was a Berg
talk. Yeah. It's like really close to Berg.
Right next to Berg.
Right next to Berg and Solberg.
Gotcha.
So you guys, it's interesting, and I think some people might know about this, but you two grew up in I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Halleck.
Yeah.
Halleck, Minnesota. And I'd venture to guess that a lot of people who are listening to this show right now could not find Halleck on a map if they tried. So I'll fill you in. It's a very small town. Population of less than 900. You guys are in as northeastern Minnesota as you can really possibly get.
Northwestern.
Yes, correct. Hayden, I'll start with you. What was it just like growing up in a town like that playing hockey?
I mean, honestly, for us, it's pretty normal because, like, that's obviously where we grew up. Hockey's, like, a big thing there. Yeah. Obviously, we don't have a ton of, like, sports, I would say. Like, we don't have soccer or anything. Like, don't have track and field we didn't have track and field for a while, and got that like halfway through, like as I was growing up. But no, I loved it. I mean, we pretty much know everyone in the town, super friendly. We do have a golf course, luckily, so that helped. But yeah, it was pretty much hockey, golf, and hunting, fishing, kind of just making our own fun with all of our buddies. So yeah, I mean, we're close with every single person in town, and their support has been amazing. Like, even when we left going up to Anchorage for juniors, now here, because when we played North Dakota in the exhibition game started this year, we had like 250 to 300 people show up from the town.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of people. So it's been really cool to see all the support from them.
That's awesome.
Was it, talk about maybe the competitiveness growing up as siblings, did you beat up on Tyler a little bit on the outdoor rinks growing up?
I mean, I guess we fought a lot when we were younger, I'm sure. But as we got older, we realized, we were the only two. We live right next to the rink, like a block. So, I mean, we'd go to open hockey, just us two a lot of times, and screw around, just passing, doing stupid stuff, pretty much trying new stuff. So we grew a lot closer with hockey and golf. So I guess when you're younger, you definitely beat up on each other a little bit.
Tyler, for you, just talk about how big hockey's been like in your family, not just with your brother, but to obviously grow up so close to a rink, it's almost like you don't have any other choice. But what was just your hockey lifestyle growing up?
Yeah, I know. Just was introduced to it right away from my dad and stuff. He kind of just threw us on skates when we were, two or three, probably. Yeah. And then I just fell in love with it since then. I mean, like he said, growing up, you'd go to the rink whenever you wanted, basically. If you looked at the schedule, nothing on it, you'd go to the rink. And then, just over Christmas break here, I went to the rink at, 10:30 at night, the one night, and just skated by myself and stuff. So, I mean, just growing up having the, just the open ice all the time really helped, I'd say, both of our careers.
So I know you guys crossed over a little bit in high school. Now, you both started in eighth grade at Kitson County. Is that correct?
Yeah, we don't have – well, we do now, but at the time we didn't have Bantams. So we went straight from Pee-wees to varsity pretty much. So.
Right. So you got –
thing.
That's a tough section to do that in an eight.
Yeah.
No doubt. So you guys got the chance to play together in high school a little bit. So 2 or 3 years then it would have been. What was that experience like just playing alongside each other at the varsity level? I mean, everybody who's listening to this, I'm sure knows that hockey in Minnesota is a huge deal when it comes to the varsity and high school level. So, yeah, Hayden, can you just sort of speak to that, just getting a chance to play with your brother at the varsity level?
Yeah, it was, I mean, for us, it wasn't really like anything like weird, I guess, because
right.
I mean, he played up like when he was a mite, he would play up squirts with us all the time just because we needed numbers all the time. He did that for peewees too. And then obviously, I mean, he played defense like all through youth hockey. And then once he got up to varsity, we didn't really need more defensemen. So he jumped in at forward. But yeah, no, it was awesome. I mean, getting to assist on each other's goals and stuff, just being around him like all the time on the same team again. Got to play with him in Anchorage for juniors for a couple games. And then, yeah, obviously he's here now. So it's been really awesome.
And Tyler, for you, I mean, your high school career is an interesting one. I mean, you played 92 games. You had 309 points, which is hard to comprehend. Senior season, you had 123 points. You know, what does that ice time look like for you? And I actually got to watch a little bit of it because I was in Detroit Lakes at the time covering those teams. I think I would watch you skate for like 35 minutes of those 51 minutes every game. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, there were some games where I was out there probably a little too long. But, I mean, we only were running two lines and three or four D. So, I mean, I'd be out there for a minute or so, and then second line would go out. And then, like, anytime we had like a D zone face-off, we'd sometimes go back out there. And then, I mean, I just remember one of the games we went to overtime, and I think I was out there the entire overtime. I think I had 40 some minutes played out of whatever it would have been.
59. Yeah. That's crazy. You also, I mean, big senior year, right? You got the opportunity to be a Mr. Hockey finalist, which is something very, very few kids in Minnesota get a chance to do. When you found out that you were a finalist for Mr. Hockey, what did that mean to you, and what was your reaction like?
Yeah, it obviously meant a lot to me. My dad was actually the one who ended up telling me. He called me into his office at work, and I kind of like was thinking it was maybe that, but at the same time, because he normally never calls me into his office and stuff, so show up, and then he told me and kind of gave me a big hug, and like a few emotions were going out and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it was awesome just to be able to be nominated for that.
Is that kind of proof too that like, hey, if you're good enough in Minnesota, it doesn't matter where you grow up, whether it's War Road, East Grand, or you're playing for Kitson County Central, right? Like, you don't have to leave your hometown to have that kind of success and get those opportunities. Is that just kind of proof in the pudding there?
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't think I really had an option to. If I had left, it would have had to have been probably NA3 to start. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I just wanted to stay home and play like. Just another year at home with my buddies and stuff. And I mean, yeah, it definitely does show, like, just if you stay and play, like, you can go places and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I you know, you touched on a little bit earlier, Hayden, but, you know, obviously you guys got to play again in the NAHL with the Anchorage Wolverines. And we'll start with you, Hayden, because you were a part of the organization's inaugural team in 2021-22. And, in fact, two of your teammates now, Colton Friesen and Hunter Bischoff, were on that team as well. How did the opportunity to play for Anchorage come to be, and what can you just sort of tell me about your junior hockey experience?
Yeah, so honestly, at first after high school, I was planning on playing golf, so I wasn't even gonna I wasn't even gonna play hockey, and then I like kind of last minute was just like I probably should try hockey first, because like getting back into hockey would be a lot tougher than getting back into golf if it doesn't work out. So ended up making Granite City's team in the NA3, played two games there, had a good weekend. And then Anchorage's coach just called, asked if I wanted to like practice with them for the week, because they were down in Rochester after the NAHL showcase. And then, yeah, just kind of ended up making my way onto the team. Stayed with them that whole year, and then we obviously made a run in playoffs that year. Almost won the national championship that year. I lost in the finals, but then that's when Rabs talked to me and Bischoff, actually. So then we toured that summer, and then ultimately just in that next October, felt like the right fit to me. So ended up getting here. So
yeah, just getting to play in the Robertson Cup Championship in year one to me is so wild. That's such a hard cup to win. What was the playoff run like? And, you know, what's to you sort of set that team apart from others that you've played on?
Honestly, like, we were kind of just a bunch of misfits, it felt like. Like, no one really thought we had a chance. No one had us making it even to playoffs. So we were kind of all just like, let's just play our hearts out and whatever happens, happens. I mean, we just had a bunch of role players on our team. Everyone did their job. We didn't have any individual efforts. And then our goalie, Wraith and Robbins, he played unreal the entire playoffs. So that helped too. But honestly, we just had like a underdog mentality the whole time. Yeah. And then obviously just because, I mean, we got outshot pretty bad against St. Cloud in the Robertson Cup, and we won both the games. But yeah, it was an insane experience. And yeah, it was just an awesome time.
Another CCHA kid, Raythan Robbins. So.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids. We got him, and then Campbell Psychos is on Mankato.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot from the Wolverines. So
that's cool.
Tyler, you got to play 7 games alongside Hayden before you had 41 points last season. You know, just how did that year of junior hockey kind of harden you and maybe prepare you for college hockey?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a step in – like a harder playing style of hockey, you could say, just more physical, and like everyone, like compared to high school, everyone's good. You're playing. So, I mean, I'd say it helped me a lot going into my, full rookie year last year, just to be like more aware of how it's played, you know?
How was there a big adjustment for you going from the style of play of, you know, your, again, 30 to 35 minutes a night to having to play a little bit more structured hockey where, you know, the minutes are going to be less, but probably a little bit more impactful?
Yeah, I mean, right away, it felt a little different. I mean, like after the first shift and second shift, I was like, I'm not really that tired just because I played so many minutes each game. So, yeah, it was a little different. But, I mean, I was kind of used to it. The start of my high school season, I played Elite League, so – structured there too, but
yeah
I'm you touched on it a little bit, Hayden, but I do want to talk a little bit about your recruiting story. You obviously committed back in October of 2022, but yeah, your story is pretty fascinating in the fact that you almost walked away from hockey to pursue golf. Ultimately, just what led you back to Augustana and really kind of going after the hockey route?
Yeah, so yeah, like I was gonna do golf, and then actually one of his teammates from a summer hockey team, his mom like knew the Granite City coach, and she like personally called me and like texted me and was like you're gonna try hockey first. Like she was telling me you need to, and I was like okay, fine, like I'll try or whatever, I'll do it first or whatever. And then I mean, they just, it was like a little showcase thing I did with them. And then they told me I had a spot if I wanted to right after. So, I mean, yeah. And then I just decided that. And then obviously Augustana, just, it's a smaller campus. And then like, obviously we're from a small town, so it feels pretty normal being here. Everyone's super close. It's pretty much like a community here, just like at home for us. The coaching staff is unbelievable too. It's a younger coaching staff. It's easy to talk to them whenever you need help with stuff. So yeah, I mean, I don't regret coming here at all. It's been the best decision of my life. So
awesome.
And for you too, Tyler, I mean, was it as simple as you just wanting to get a chance to play with your brother again, or talk to us about what went into your commitment to Augustana?
Yeah, so Rabs told Hayden about he was gonna come watch me one of the games, and he ended up showing up to our game against Wadena, and I had, I think it was 6 goals, 2 assists.
Nice 8-point game.
Yeah, I was talking to him after or whatever, and I didn't know he was at the game until probably like the second period. But I started talking to him after, and he was like, well, I want you to come to Augie and stuff. And then kind of just like on the bus ride home, I'm just thinking, I'm like, I'm probably 100% going here. Like, I called them the next day. I think it was the next day or maybe 2 days after, and was like, yeah, I'm coming there and stuff. And then I think I called him and was like, well, we're playing again. So, yeah, it was pretty fun.
So Rabs was in that Wadena hockey ring?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a brutal one too.
Yeah.
It's cold.
I mean, he's used to it. He's from Detroit Lakes.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. Hayden, what do you remember about – I'm curious to know some of the year one stuff at Augie. What do you remember most about those first practices out at the Iceplex and just what it was like to take the ice with that team for the first time? I mean, Tyler didn't get to experience that, and you did, so.
Yeah, we bring that up all the time. These freshmen didn't have to be trailers the first half of the year. So, no, it was – I mean, it was a learning curve right away. I mean, you should. Our first practice was so bad. It was like passes left.
So I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember Dono last year had a conversation with him, and he's like, "Rab's like, oh, we got to get you guys in shape and stuff."
Yep. Just,
passing wasn't great, but no, it was a slow process right away. But I think getting that tie against Denver and then beating CC last year early, like, kind of showed like the younger guys on our team like what we could possibly have even that year and in the future. It was just a little weird getting used to, but it didn't feel too crazy. Obviously faster and more physical, but yeah, it was definitely interesting being at the Iceplex. But again, being from where we're from, it wasn't really anything weird to me, I guess. So
right,
for each of you guys, you know, we asked this to everybody, but was there like a welcome to college hockey moment where you're like, oh man, this is a little bit bigger, stronger, faster than whatever I was playing before?
Yeah, at my first shift actually against Wisconsin, like the first time I touched the puck, I like chipped it up the wall, and then this kid was coming at me. I'm like, he's not gonna hit me, like that's a late hit, just buried me, like I was not ready at all. My mom has a video of it because it was my first shift. I just got dummied behind the corner or behind the net, and I was like, all right. But then the rest of the game, like, I felt good. So
yeah.
No,
it's always I always feel like that's the answer too. It's always that first shift in a lot of ways. Yeah. Did you have one as well, Tyler? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we really had one against LIU, but like the exhibition game against UND and stuff, like I drove the net, puck sitting in the crease. I try swipe it in with my hand and I'm like, ah, probably the wrong place to do that. There's cameras everywhere. Good thing I missed it though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that video is actually so funny. It's like the net cameras like right at his face and he's swiping at the puck with his hand.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Hayden, I love the video, the reaction video. You know, is an awesome moment for me too, because I, you know, obviously I'm there to cover you guys, you know, week in and week out. But the video of you guys when you first got the chance to see Midco walking through and just kind of the looks on everybody's faces, because this was something, you know, I always kind of liken it back to, you know, when the coaching staff was recruiting these guys, when Rabs was going out telling these guys, he's basically selling you on a dream and something that's going to happen, and you just kind of got to trust him. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in a lot of ways that moment was gratifying in so many ways for so many of you guys who bought into that vision from day one. So what was it like to just get to see Midco Arena for the first time after all those months of waiting and changing out in trailers in the Shields Iceplex? What was that like for you guys?
Yeah, it was awesome. We, like, when I first toured here in whatever year that was, 2022, it was literally, there was just dirt everywhere. They hadn't even started building it. And then halfway through last year, they kind of showed us a little bit inside, but like not a ton, because they were trying to keep it a surprise. But yeah, when we got back from Arizona State, it was unreal. I think it blew everyone's minds. I mean, you obviously see the virtual tours and stuff, and like you think like it's cool, but then when you actually get to see it in person, it's mind blowing. The locker room is awesome. I mean, you can see everyone from wherever you're sitting. The lounge is awesome. I mean, we hang out there all the time, do homework and stuff whenever we need. We pretty much have free rein on the ice whenever we want, just as long as we communicate with like the rink guy and stuff.
Yeah.
training room's insane. We got the cold tub, hot tub. It pretty much has everything we need to like develop our game. So yeah, it was definitely a good moment for us last year, especially being in those trailers for first half of the year. So, but yeah, no, it was awesome.
Yeah. And even just to piggyback off that a little bit, you know, following that year, really cool moment for you. I believe you became the first one in program history. We love those around here. You got the chance to go to a dev camp with the Calgary Flames. What was that experience like for you, just getting the chance to do that? And obviously, you know, like any college hockey player, that's obviously a dream.
Yeah, it wasn't really anything I was thinking of like going into last year, and then just kind of got a text after one of the games from a college scout for Calgary, and kept talking throughout the year, and then obviously got the invite, so accepted it. And yeah, it was the best experience I've had hockey wise for sure, apart from being like a part of the first team last year or whatever. But yeah, it was sweet. I mean, just getting to pick like the coach's brains there and stuff, and
yeah,
getting to know what it really takes to make it to the next level. Had like two skill days, which were really cool and fun, and then we just did a fun scrimmage the last day. Got to go golfing in the mountains. It was almost like a vacation, honestly, a little bit. But it was really fun. Really good experience. Calgary's an awesome city too. I hadn't been up there before, so yeah, that was really fun.
I've heard Calgary's awesome. That's one of the Canadian hockey cities that I'd love to go to. That Vancouver, I'd love to go to Vancouver too. I want to talk to you, Tyler, about just the chance to get into play alongside some of the older players on this team and the experience that they bring as you've had the opportunity to sort of settle into the college game. I mean, it did take you, I think it took you a few weeks before you got that first goal, but what was it like? What's it been like to just kind of learn from the older guys on this team, guys like Luke Mobley and Evan McIntyre, maybe some of the upperclassmen who have been around a while? Just what's it like to learn from those guys?
Yeah, no, they're full of like just a lot of pointers and good stuff, I guess you could say. Mobley and Sui are always giving me pointers on stuff and leading me in the right direction. And same with the other guys too, like Zimmer and McIntyre. They all lead the way. Like that's what you want on this team.
So like we've talked about, Tyler, you've scored a lot of goals in your day. But what was it like to get that first one on November 2nd at St. Thomas? It was a game winner, no less. So I know it had to hit even harder.
Yeah, it was super relieving. I feel like I probably should have scored, I would say, at least one before then. But I missed a lot of chances and stuff. But then finally, it was nice to get that first one out of the way, the second game against St. Thomas.
Yeah. So before we let you guys out of here, we do these one-hitter questions where we ask these to everybody on the show, depending on where they're from. So we're going to start with, because you guys got to play in Section 8 Single A, you guys get to play in a lot of really cool places, a lot of tough places to play in. So where was the toughest place you guys played in high school hockey?
I want to say Red Lake Falls, just because of how small the ceiling is really short there.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's just really echoey and loud in there. And they were kind of our like rival, I guess, in high school. So I would either say that, or I mean, I don't know what you're going to say.
I mean, I would always say I had a tough time in Detroit Lakes.
Yeah.
But
you almost had that upset though in the first round. What was that?
Yeah, we almost had the upset a couple of years in a row and kind of just fell off.
Yeah, no,
we always had good goaltending when we played them.
Yeah, no, those were fun. Those were fun games. I was at both those games. So
I feel like we can only really ask Hayden this one because Tyler, you've only got the chance to play in like so many rinks, like at the college level, but where's the toughest place you've gotten to play at the college level so far? Let me ask that. Let me ask all, maybe a non-con and conference included. And then I'm curious to know where the toughest place in the CCHA to play is so far for you. I mean, yeah. I guess you've only had half of them, but
yeah, out of conference. I don't know. CC is actually like their rinks like pretty much the same as ours, but
it's very similar to Augies.
Very similar, but like the fans are so on top of you. Mm-hmm. I would say either them or I mean, I know it was an exhibition game, but North Dakota was, I mean, it wasn't really hard to play, but that was just an insane atmosphere. I mean, it was an exhibition game and it was pretty much sold out. So that was pretty cool. In conference, I'd probably say, I mean, Ferris State's just a smaller rink too. It's like a community rink, sort of. I don't know. I mean, I'm not quite mean, but like.
No, I've heard Ferris State's actually, like, we asked this question to, like, everybody who's on the show and across the CCK.
I'd probably say they're the toughest in conference that I've played at. So either them or Lake State, too, just because of how dark it is in there.
Yeah.
The trip, too. I mean, you're going all the way out to Big Rapids. That's quite a trip.
Yeah.
And then, I think we get Tech a lot, too, Jerry.
Yeah.
Their fan base, like, their whole one side is just all students. That. I was going to say that one, but I honestly had fun playing there. Like, it wasn't.
Did you? Yeah.
I mean, we lost both games, but it was a blast. So
the rink in Ferris is also messed up where the boards are pointed at the end.
I hate that.
Yeah. You ring a puck around, it'll go around the whole rink.
Yeah. Rab's telling us that before we got there. He's like, their corners are not normal, guys. Like, you got to be careful where you're dumping it. So,
I was going to say, if anybody knows it too, Nelly does, because he's seen pucks take weird caroms off those boards probably hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, this is the one I was excited to ask you guys. Who is the best golfer on the Augustana hockey team, and who is the biggest sandbagger?
Oh, best golfer?
It's probably Hayden.
He's pretty good at golf, too.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't played against him like one-on-one. I mean, we've played against each other all the time. Like, now it's kind of just like hit or miss whether one of us wins. I don't know. I think
Sui's probably more consistent than both of us.
Yeah, right now for sure.
Okay. He's
probably the better golfer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who would be the biggest sandbagger?
Biggest sand? I don't know. I just want to say Freeze because he pisses me off.
I agree.
I don't know. Either him or Owen Bond, they're both my roommates, but they always like play together, but they never win either. They always win. They always ask for too many shots or something.
Yeah.
I'd say Owen Bond and Colton Freeze when they team up. Biggest sandbaggers for sure.
That's fair. Where do you go? So Hayden, Tyler, do you golf too? You're a pretty big golfer too, right?
Yeah.
So where do you guys golf around here? Do you have a favorite spot around here? Or?
I like, the casino course in Iowa is pretty sick, obviously. But, like, at our most convenient, I would say Prairie Green.
Yeah.
That's where I would
I've pick. Only golfed two of them, and it was Elmwood I've golfed three. Elmwood, Brandon Dunes, is that the other one?
Yeah.
And Brandon. Then the casino course.
Yeah.
I like the casino course.
Yeah, that's sick. That's nice.
Yeah,
it is cool.
I played there this year, or the first time I ever played there, the first hole I holed out from 120 yards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then I put a bogey the next like five holes.
Well, how about back home? You got a favorite course back home, or
the one?
There's just nine hole courses everywhere around us.
Is like, that it? Just all community courses?
Course, you can play around in about 30 minutes.
That's like all of northern Minnesota. Nine hole.
One of my favorite courses, like in the northern Minnesota area, is probably Bemidji's Country Club.
Oh, fun course.
We're at a lake place 10 minutes from there, so
yeah.
Fun course, because awesome. It's like, it's not long at all. Like, it makes you feel like you can hit the ball 20 yards further than you actually can.
Yeah. That's where we had sections for high school.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
brutal greens though. There's some times where they just bone you on the greens. It's whole locations, everything on the day.
Oh, I mean, my dad's always like, it breaks to the lake. Like, he would always take the scorecard and draw the lake on the scorecard. Cause he's like, it breaks towards the lake. And we'd be like, no, it doesn't. But then it like actually does.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love the Country Club here. It's
We always got the junior memberships because they were like $300 only for the summer, and it's like if you golfed six times, you like that's already well over what it like would be normally. So,
you guys ever been in town for the Birchmont before?
I played it one year.
Yeah, Tyler played it.
How was that? That's a fun tournament.
It's super fun. There's so many people there, and
I've had a lot of buddies do it. I caddied for him the second day. And then I think I caddied for my buddy the day before. I can't remember. It was something like that. But, yeah, it's a fun time.
What the hell is this, Jared?
Birchmont is it's a match play golf tournament that takes up a week in the summer, and it's there's like five or six different divisions, and the men's division is just loaded with D1 golfers and guys who are like trying to go pro. And like, you see some of the most entertaining sports you'll see in the summer. I watched a guy this summer. He hit it probably 325 off the tee. He was about 20 yards off the green, and the guy behind him, 40 yards behind him, holes out for eagle. And he's like, he's got a hole out from 20 yards just to have the hole. And it's, you get stuff like that every single day at the Birchmont. Like, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's one question we like to ask, asked everybody too, but, well, this is for both of you. We'll start with you, Hayden. Who's the best hockey player you've ever played alongside?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know. I'm trying to think here.
The bar is high because we asked Aaron Trotter this question, and apparently he's played with Connor Bedard.
Well, yeah, that's a bit unfair. I don't know. Like, I don't think anyone I've really played with is like. Can you think of anyone that I would?
Maybe most underrated too, like guy that's just like does everything right, has so much underrated skill, but just doesn't get the recognition.
Two guys on UND right now.
Yeah, I played with Jackson Coons on North Dakota.
Oh, he's nice.
I'd probably say he's like. I mean, he does everything right. I mean, he's been that big for a long time too. He was that big when I was playing with him in like bantams and stuff. I'd say probably him. I haven't played with anyone like crazy good, I guess. But yeah, off the top of my head, either I played with him and Dane Montgomery on North Dakota. So
cool.
Utility man.
What about you, Tyler?
I'm going to go away from, like, the player side here. I'm going to say Hampton Slukinski.
He's nasty. Yeah.
Where did you play? Just, like...
Probably Elites, right?
Yeah. High school Elite League, yeah.
Yeah.
God, he was so good in high school, too.
Number three in the country in save percentage behind your guy, Josh Kotai. Just pointing that out today. We were looking at those numbers today when we recorded the other pod.
Yeah, he's been.
He's having a great year, man, and he was just with the World Junior team too, right?
Hampton, yeah.
So, who is the most famous person in each of your cell phones?
Again, not. Aaron Trotter had Connor Bedard, so we didn't like.
Yeah. We'll just go with the guy who just won gold, Rabs.
Yeah. Let's do it. There you go.
It probably is Rabs, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I have Evan Trupp in my – because he was our coach.
Oh, my favorite college hockey player. I was a North Dakota fan growing up. He's my college hockey player.
He was fun to watch.
Oh, just a workhorse, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get anyone famous contact. Actually, I could have had Jerome Ginla's because it was on the sheet in Calgary's dev camp. I could have just taken it.
That's a missed opportunity there.
Jerome Ginla with an asterisk.
Yeah. I haven't. Just I'm not calling him.
And last one for each of you guys. Who is the most superstitious guy on the team and what's their weirdest superstition?
I don't know. I feel like Kotai has a bunch, but we just don't we just don't see them, I guess. I think a lot of his superstitions, like when he comes in for like the media timeouts, he's got like two water bottles set on each side of him, and like one's Gatorade, one's water, and it's like if you're in his like little area during it, I think he gets a little upset. I don't really know. I don't think he gets upset, but I would assume him. I don't really know if anyone else has done anything really weird. So,
have you picked up on any, Tyler? Any superstitions on the team?
Not really. I'd say I'm probably one of the more superstitious guys.
Are you?
What do you do? What's your process?
When I get to the rink and stuff, I tape my two backups and stuff. And then at the same time, I would tape my stick like 20 minutes or 20 minutes before we go out for warmups. And then like, I would start getting ready, sit with my skates untied for like 5 minutes. And then I'll tie them, get the rest of my gear on and tie them again after.
It's Tyler, guys.
You tie your skates twice?
Yeah, I get loose when I'm getting ready. That's what I think.
That's great.
I tie them before every period again.
Yeah. He has me draw stuff on his stick too. But he said like before, it was actually funny, the St. Thomas weekends when he's like, hey, like you need to just write something on my stick. Like I need something to work. So I think I drew like birds and then something else. Yeah. Didn't score.
He was like, what do I draw? I'm like, just draw something random.
So then the next night I drew a magic wand and then a thunderstorm and then he scored. So that's just what I've been doing.
There you go.
So
then you have to keep it going.
Yeah.
You have to keep it going.
So,
well, guys, we appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. Congrats on what you guys have been able to accomplish so far this season. Obviously I'm right there covering you guys, every home game, maybe a couple away games. So, it's been a fun team to watch. Obviously I think a lot of your coach and the coaching staff, that you guys have. And, again, just congrats on everything you guys have been able to do so far this season and, good luck moving forward.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet.
All right. Once again, thank you to Hayden and Tyler Hennon for joining the show. Subscribe to the CCHA show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And subscribe to the CCHA on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at Trent Singer, at Jared Urbato BP. You can also check out our work at BemidjiPioneer.com and SiouxFallsLive.com.